Welcome back to another episode of the Common Sense Academy,
where common sense just ain't common.
You got that right.
How's everybody doing out there in podcast land today?
Probably like the rest of us, sick and tired.
Sick and tired indeed. Man, there is so much going on, and we got to apologize to all of our fans out there because we did take a little bit of a hiatus since some major events happened, but I do think it was for the best.
It was. We had a cooker, too.
We did.
We had a good one going. We were halfway through recording it, and life just happened.
Life happened, which means it wasn't meant to be shared.
That's right. So you'll never know how good it was going to be.
You'll never know.
Keep going.
No. That was about as good as I can get.
It's not bad.
So what do you want to talk about today,
man? There's a lot going on. I don't even know where to start.
Well, we're shut down. Let's look at that. We are a country with no government. The government shut down. Done.
Shut her down.
Close the doors.
You know, there's a part of me that just says good. Just shut it down. Let's start over. You know, honestly, hear me out and then you can argue with this or not. Okay. I know that this won't happen. Well, let's just say we live in a utopia. This would not happen. Well, let me back up. So the reason we're in a shutdown is because both sides of the aisle can't agree on what pork they want in the package.
Very true.
Right? I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Very true.
It has nothing to do with the actual budget to run our nation.
Right.
What would it look like if we actually had two different, quote-unquote, budget meetings? You had a fiscal budget that had to be met. That covered operating expenses of the country. Okay? No pork. Right? So military, social programs, you know, like Medicaid, Medicare.
Sure. Yep.
Debt. Right?
Yep.
And operating expenses for federal employees.
Okay.
Then you had a pork barrel meeting where these morons could get together and say, I want this. And then they could argue about it for a month or two, and then we could actually see all the stupidity and how much time is actually wasted on that, which at the end of the day are all everybody's pet programs, trying to get reelected, trying to buddy up to some other powerful senator to try and make a power move somewhere.
Sure.
That really don't affect us and our government.
Sure.
I mean, it affects us, but not in the running of our government. I don't think we'd have this problem if we did that. And I don't think those pork barrel projects would take quite as long either when they were all exposed. But right now, they're all buried in a bill.
Yeah.
So big, so deep, no one's ever going to read it.
Yeah.
And we get screwed. And that's how we end up further in debt, further behind the eight ball, and politicians continue to get more wealthy.
I can't disagree with any of that.
It's a utopian thought, but it solves the problem.
The only thing I would add to that, so when you're meeting with the program meeting, where we're talking about Medicare, Medicaid, social services, so forth and so on, there's a lot of those programs where the pork is being built into those programs itself. So how do we make sure that those programs really are benefiting the people that they're supposed to benefit? However, the caveat to that is, how do we make sure that those programs aren't abused to the level that they are now, which is what everyone's arguing about now.
Elon!
Right. Do we need Doge? Doge!
Yeah.
So let's look at it. So one of the things I keep hearing, and I'll be fully transparent, I haven't done the full research on this piece yet, but one of the things I keep hearing and seeing is our healthcare programs, our social healthcare programs.
Yeah.
That one of the things that's being pushed is medical care for those who are non-citizens, right? I don't know that. I'm going to say a very unpopular thing here. I am not a fan or a major advocate of giving fully and unfettered health care with our tax dollars to those individuals who are not U.S. citizens. The caveat to that is, I do think that we are a better country, a more, responsible, humane country that if an individual does need care, that we can care for them. But there has to be a limit to what we're doing. So giving transgender surgeries at no cost to...
That's not healthcare. That shouldn't even be included. That shouldn't even be a thought.
Shouldn't be in there.
Just because you want it doesn't mean you need it.
Exactly.
There's a big difference between I broke my arm and I want my penis lopped off.
Yeah, thank you. Right, there are stipulations where I think they should be exempt from that process. But when it comes to basic care, and this is where the slippery slope comes in. I can say basic care, so pregnancy, flu, something like that, right? Okay, well, then what stops an individual from trying to, quote-unquote, break into our country just for the sole purpose of seeking out that care and then remaining here for X number of years without consequences?
I don't have an answer to that because this is where my faith conflicts with my human nature.
I'm just going to go there. Yep, I agree.
As a Christian, we're called to care for the poor, the widow, right? The orphan.
The downtrodden.
Right, and that includes not just them, but those that are suffering.
Correct.
The struggle that I have is what is care? Right now, I'm not talking about a biblical wording struggle. I'm saying what's care? Because my definition of care and your definition of care are different.
Right.
I truly believe that people are going to take advantage of the system no matter what you do. So, first thing we need to do, honestly, is close the border and make it difficult for those that aren't citizens to get in for any reason. I'm sorry. No one likes to hear that, but...
No, I like it.
Unfortunately, I don't disagree with you. That's not a inhumane thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
All throughout history, countries have put up.
But we're all immigrants.
We all came the right way, mm-hmm. and we all filed the paperwork. Our ancestors went through Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are old enough. They did.
There are some who were,
but the point there are some is,
who were shipped in.
The point is, the process is legal.
Yes, I agree.
And when you did something legal, you now belong. I mean, you got to join at some point.
Yeah. Yep.
So I don't care, right? I mean, you could think of it as any club, right? I want to join the country club down the road, right? Well, just because I showed up today doesn't make me any less a member than you did 5 years ago when you joined, right? Mm-hmm. We're still members.
Yep.
Same thing here with this country. Yes, we're all immigrants. We all joined this country at different times, different places, whatever. But we're here legally, and we all contribute, and we're all part of the system, right?
Correct.
The biggest problem I have with the illegals is they get all the benefits with none of the costs. You know,
it doesn't hurt them. Big point of contention with myself is why I agree.
I mean, you just if you want to have some say, put skin in the game.
Yeah,
I feel that way with anything, not just our nation. But this neither here nor there. So my struggle is I want to do right by people who are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
How do you weed them out from the people that are truly hurting and need rather than those that are just coming in here because they can get free health care?
Can I suggest one more piece in that as well? So for those – I agree with everything you said. My struggle with that process is when I – and I know a lot of this is media-driven, but when I watch – news programs. I don't care. You pick any channel, any news program, it doesn't matter to me. Pick a news program and you see individuals chanting death to America.
I knew you were going.
You see individuals waving another nation's flag.
Mm-hmm.
You see individuals completely disrespecting our laws, but then trying to recite the laws for their benefit. Well, you can't. You're breaking my constitutional right. Okay. And yes, there is a First Amendment. There is a freedom of speech, freedom of expression.
But those don't apply unless you're a citizen, man.
Correct. But we try and apply those things to everyone within our borders.
Yeah.
Legal or illegal.
Well,
right?
The only thing you're entitled to if you are not a citizen of this country is due process.
Correct.
That's the only one that applies to you.
Correct.
That's the only, if you will, universal
correct
right in America. Other ones, good luck. That doesn't apply to you.
So how about this? For those who are here and they are not U.S. citizens, let's try this. Do you think that going out in the middle of the street and chanting death to America while you wave someone else's flag is going to garner the sympathy of the U.S. citizens. Do you think that we're going to rally to your cause
and say, you know what?
I hear you. You came from a country where you're being persecuted. You came from a country where you really can't make it. You came from a country where children are being removed from homes and put into child labor camps, or they're put into sex slavery, right? So, yes, come here. We will take you in. But do you think that I'm going to have a level of sympathy for you when I walk out of the house and the first thing I see is the Palestinian flag or the Mexican flag mm-hmm. or the Canadian flag flying big and high above the United States of America flag, and you're chanting, America sucks. I hate it here. You guys are horrible. You're all racist bigots. Okay, then please go back home.
Where it was better, clearly.
Where it was better, right? But, oh, wait, you don't want to go. Well, why? Because it was horrible. So where did you go? You came here where it was better. If you really don't like it, and this is for anybody, right? I've got family members who have made such statements where it doesn't make sense. They're still here. If you truly do not like where you are living, you are welcome to leave.
But that's always been the case.
Yeah, you can't expect us as U.S. citizens to sit back and let you tarnish and destroy what I believe to be the greatest country on the planet. I don't care what anybody else says. I believe where I live is the greatest country on the planet.
Yeah, there are things that
ups
are wrong
and downs,
here, but
rights and wrongs,
if you look at, if you look at the big picture, there's evidence to that. If it were not so, why does everybody want to come in here?
Why are they breaking in?
Why do we need to build a wall to stop it?
They are breaking in to come here because this is the greatest country on the planet.
We have
the most
opportunity.
Yep.
You can literally start with nothing and become something, whatever that something is to you. But people choose not to. Therein lies the rub, right, is the zero contribution. I think this is a moot point. If you're contributing,
well, they don't want to, but then they vilify those who do.
Yeah,
you take look at Elon Musk. So it was just announced. I just read an article today. Actually, it probably came out yesterday, but I read it today. Elon Musk is the first half-trillionaire.
Yeah, saw that yesterday.
That man is worth $500 billion, and they're predicting by 2033 he'll be the first trillionaire on the planet.
And now everybody begrudges him that, though, right?
Yes.
Because, well, he's got a lot of money. Did he do nothing for it? Do you think he just sat back and it just kind of showed up?
That's what kills me.
Because
exactly.
That would make me mad.
Yes.
Why is he, you know, how dare he? Right? No. We're buying his products.
Yeah.
He's creating something innovating. That we want. Yes.
Yeah.
He is living the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
Capitalism at its finest. Now, mind you, the same people who vilify him now loved him a few years ago.
Yes.
All because of a political and social stance.
Correct.
But he woke up and realized just what we're saying, that all these people he was trying to support were abusing the system, abusing him.
Yes.
Abusing everything that we hold sacred. And then vilifying those who are their support network. It's literally biting the hand that feeds you.
Correct. And people are out there saying, well, he should just give his money to all of us because
it would be nice.
We need it.
Come on, man.
Listen.
And if he did, we would turn around and buy his stuff and give it right back to him.
Exactly.
We're so stupid.
It'll go right back. Look, let's just be honest here. If any one of us were worth $1 trillion, if any one of us were worth $500 billion. The reality is none of you are giving the money to the people who need it.
Well,
let's also be real
for a second. He doesn't have $500 billion.
No,
cash.
That's exactly.
He doesn't have that money to give away.
That's all paper.
It's a business valuation.
Correct.
But neither here
that's
nor there.
People don't understand that.
Well, the other thing is, let's just bring this down. Let's bring it down to our level. We don't have $1 million. We don't have $500,000. People, you're all making $100,000 a year. $50,000 a year. Are you giving 10% of that away?
Like you're supposed to?
Are you giving 10, like we're a called tenth
to do?
Just a tenth.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't.
My math is bad, bro. What's a tenth of 50,000?
What are you asking me for, man? Come on.
You're the math whiz.
We are podcasters.
Let me see here. Let me get the calculator.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. Where's Elon? 5,000? Where's Elon? 5,000.
Oh, yeah, $5,000.
Yeah. Oh.
So what's $5,000 broken down by 52 weeks?
Man, you are really testing my brain tonight, brother.
I tell
you
what.
Is it 96?
$96 a week.
A week.
Hmm. So y'all...
That is a lot. Hold on, man.
How much your cell phone cost you a month?
Ooh.
Hmm.
Ooh, that's good.
Mm. Well, how much Netflix cost you a month?
Ooh.
Disney.
Oh.
Yeah. Pile up your streaming services.
Man, what
you paying? Those are needs.
You're making too much common sense.
Those are needs. You're making too much. If we really cared about the people who needed something.
Correct.
We'd find it.
Well, and that comes with living in America.
Where your heart is, your money is.
We are a consumer nation. We want what we want. We want it when we want it. And we don't care. And how dare we try and take away all the things that we love.
Yeah, right? But then we get the people who literally
we'll complain about
everything. The one that boggles my mind is the people who, now granted, when you watch, it's not the news. I can't call it the news, and I almost did. When you watch the media, I don't care if
any channel,
right wing, left wing, whatever. Yep. It's propaganda.
I know where you're going. Yep.
When you watch it, what do you see? You see people in the middle of the day rallying.
Yep.
Where are the jobs?
Wait
a minute. So what we got is
thank you.
People not contributing to the system, complaining how people who are contributing to the system should be giving their quote-unquote fair share.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Because the way I estimated, if you're not willing to contribute at all, now I understand there's going to be some people who go, well, some people can't. I get that.
Yep.
There's a truly can't, but there is a can for 99% of those at some level.
Well, don't forget, there was a bill that was trying to be passed a few years back by a certain senator that stated in there, if you can't or are unwilling to work, you should be given a monthly stipend by the government.
Mm-hmm. The unwilling part I don't agree with. No. There are people who cannot do most jobs.
Correct.
I would make a strong argument in that I'll bet there's something they can do.
I don't disagree.
Find a way to contribute.
Yep.
Okay? I don't care if it's menial or not. Find a way to contribute. One that's good for your psyche. We were designed for work, for a purpose. Lazily sitting around, laying around, doing nothing, collecting a check, getting fat and happy. There's no happy. You are depressed.
Oh, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe for a little bit, but long term, you're depressed.
Yeah.
Because your body was not created for that. Your mind was not created for that. Find a purpose. Contribute. I think 99.9% of the people in this country can contribute in some way.
I believe that to be true as well.
Now, back up my bus. If you choose not to, or just don't, you don't get a say. Sit down, shut up, ride the bus.
So isn't that
don't complain I'm going too fast, too slow, hitting bumps, swerving around things. I don't want to hear you as the driver.
Yeah.
I am the one doing the work.
Doesn't that go back to that childhood story of the ant and the grasshopper?
It was.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that story?
Pixar.
Right?
They did the same movie on
same
that.
Same thing, all based on that story. Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. It's and people, I would love to play the role of the supporter for all individuals, but you're right. It gets to the point where those who continue to work hard look at the situation and say, well, okay, I'm getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every morning to go out and break my knuckles to the bones to provide and do the right thing. And there's somebody coming behind me who's doing nowhere near as much work. In fact, no work, and they're being given everything.
Well, let's talk about healthcare for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare premiums are leaping again this year. Why?
It's ridiculous.
Because there's so many people on that aren't paying in.
Correct.
So guess who has to pay? Me.
Correct.
Yep. So I'm going to get worse coverage than the person down the street who chooses to not contribute or pay in.
Yep.
I have to pay for them and myself. What's my fair share? Tell me, what is that number? Well, I keep hearing they should pay their fair share. Somebody tell me, what is my fair share?
What makes it worse for that is, at some point, you're going to be priced out of the market. And you're going to have to end up
But you can't be, because Obama said, I got to have insurance.
At some point, it becomes cheaper for you to pay the fine than to pay for the care.
It's already cheaper to pay the fine.
Right? Like, you're not wrong. I mean, businesses now...
But what you can't afford... Health insurance is bankruptcy insurance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can't,
because if you don't have health insurance and you get collected on by these conglomerate hospitals that own healthcare systems, you're bankrupt.
They will take you for everything. You cannot survive without healthcare. That's forget about your health. Financially, you cannot survive without
and that's
health insurance.
Another conversation we ain't got time for right now, but that is an evil system.
Yeah, when the insurance companies are, and you're right, premiums are jumped up twofold. So it used to be, I believe last year, the average was between 5 and 9% increase. This year, I'm hearing numbers as high as 25% increase over previous years.
Yeah.
And if you have enough, so for businesses, if you have a number of claims, then the underwriters are saying, yeah, we're not going to cover you guys this year. Good luck finding something else.
Yep.
And they're just leaving you abandoned. So it is getting worse out there.
And yet they record record profits year over year. But see, here we go. And let's not do that. Let's get back to what we were talking about. You know, it's the contribution part.
Yeah.
That bugs me.
Mm-hmm.
And I take that right back to where I started with this, with my faith and my convictions. I want to care for the people. But at some point, when a gas tank's empty, I can't drive.
Yeah.
Meaning, if I've got nothing to give, I can't help. And if you want to continue to take me to the bone where I literally, I have nothing I can sacrifice. And let's face it, not all, but most of the best givers that I know are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They will give and give and give till it hurts. But at some point, there's a limit. You run out.
Yeah.
And when you run out, now who's giving? Now what?
Yep.
Because the government doesn't make anything. They've got no income. And if you can't give to feed the monster, who, being the monster, i.e. the government, which is doling out free money, free health care, whatever, to all these people who don't contribute, what are they going to have to dole out?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Correct.
This is a dead cycle.
You're always going to have a faction that doesn't contribute the same level.
Contribute.
I think you're always going to have a group of individuals who just don't contribute. They're gonna absorb and suck off of everybody else.
Yeah, but that number can't keep growing.
Well, and that was going to be my point. There's a level to what can be sustained, right?
We're past that.
And when you allow hordes and hordes and hordes, well, I'll just call it what it is, an invasion of people coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking just from the South. There's people coming from the North, the South, the East, and the West. Yeah. Because they found all walks of nationalities coming through here that are not documented. We tend to focus on one group over the other, but the reality is it's a multitude of individuals coming through that are undocumented.
So think about this. We know for a fact that Venezuela sent thousands of people from mental institutions
and prisons
up here. They need medical care.
Yeah.
Yep. One country just emptied it out.
Yeah.
Sent them here.
Said, we're done taking care of these guys. You have them.
Yeah. Who's going to care for that?
Exactly. It gets to the point where you have to look at this logically, people, and you have to realize that it is unsustainable. It really is, because, you know, like you just said, you can't have one main group of individuals pulling the boulder uphill the entire time and not expect that boulder to slip back down. It is going to fall at some point.
Think of it like a rickshaw. Right?
One
Chinaman trying to pull a rickshaw, two people in it, no big deal. Right? Well, now you bring your whole family. And they start grabbing people off the street.
Good
next
luck.
Thing you know, you look like a clown car, and this poor little dude's trying to pull you uphill.
Yeah.
Ain't going to happen.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work. I wish people would have some more common sense about the whole process. Listen, again, I'm not suggesting that we don't take care of individuals, but what I am suggesting is there has to be some common sense limitations to what our care looks like, to your point.
And now the problem is, though, now you got to start cutting people off
exactly
in order to get to that number. And nobody wants to do that.
Nobody wants to do that. Oh, you can't. It's
inhumane. Right. Well, and I get it because I don't want to be cut off if I'm how come me?
Sure. I get it. But I've also said in the past, too, and you and I have had a number of discussions about this, I'm not against safety nets. No, I'm not against programs that help people get back on their feet.
Right.
I am against the programs that are being abused and used for lifetime purposes. I need my EBT card. Why? Why? I got my family to feed, so I need my $4,000 on that because I can't live on $400.
Yeah.
Wait. What are you buying?
Once again, I go back to
what are you buying?
What is your streaming services?
Yeah,
right. Your phones. All got a big screen. You all got your unlimited plans, and I don't even care about your eating habits. Look around you. You got satellite. You got dish cable. You got high speed internet. You got all of the streaming services because you can't live without them.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got news for you. You can live really well without them. Probably better.
Yeah.
But point is, if you need the money, you need the money to survive, not the money to live high on a hog.
Correct.
Keeping up with the Joneses down the street because they got jobs.
100% correct. Exactly.
There's a big difference.
Yep.
If I'm living on the government, sucking off the government's teat, getting EBT and everything else, please don't come after me. There are people that are doing it right. But if I am doing
there are. Correct.
And I am using that money to keep up with my neighbor, who's a dual-income family struggling to make ends meet, but they've got a home, two cars, and whatever.
Blah, 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 blah.
And I need EBT so I can keep up with them. It's time to look in the mirror.
Yeah,
because that's not the point.
Absolutely. It was never designed for that. Again, there are individuals who need that service to bridge the gap while they look for something 100% else. Because I know individuals who work very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But they just need that little extra boost to get over the edge, to bridge the gap, to get to the next. But once they got to the next, it was prideful to get off of the support. Like, I don't need the support. I'm on my own 2 feet.
Listen, I had a time in my life where I was on unemployment. I was getting, WIC services, women, infant, children, food, discount. I needed it. I didn't have it. Through choices, business choices of my own, things that happened, failing businesses, I fell apart. I'm struck financially. It was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for it. But I got off it as quick as possible. I picked up 2 jobs, worked my butt off, and said, don't get it anymore, right? We don't need it.
Yes. Well, that's where it's a butt. That's what it was designed for, man. It was designed for that.
It caught me. It saved me. It put food on my table, meant my kids didn't starve.
Correct.
But also, I will tell you this. Not to be a hypocrite, we got rid of all of our cable. There were no streaming services then, but we got rid of our internet. We got rid of our smartphones and went back to basic telephone.
Mm-hmm.
We stripped it down to the basics. I sold all of my toys, all of my extras. If it was not attached to the house, I sold it.
Yeah.
All down to one vehicle, and I know that sounds nuts and impractical, but it was the responsible thing to do.
You did what you had to do to survive to get to the next level.
That's right. Yes. I was able to sell those things, continue to pay bills, and then use that safety net to fill in the gap because it still wasn't enough, but I had a mortgage to pay, I had insurance to pay and healthcare to pay, and I kept those things alive for my family while that supplement put food on a table. And it was not steak.
Yeah.
Right? It was mac and cheese. It was SpaghettiOs. It was crap I hate. But it was food.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the point.
And you know what? And that is what the programs were designed for. Get you through to the next step.
Protect your people.
That's it.
That's what the government used to do. That's what they were designed to do constitutionally, people. Yeah. I don't know if anybody out there that listens to this has ever read the Constitution or even perused it. I mean, there's a lot of hearsay about what's in there. The federal government was never designed to be what it is. It was supposed to ensure the welfare of all of the states, national defense, and oversight, right? It was the buck stops here group.
Yeah. Yep.
States run states. And if there's a discrepancy or 2 states go to war, like Michigan and Ohio,
four and O. Ring-a-ding.
Yeah. But no, honestly, because it was different back then, but if states went to war over something, the federal government was there to step in, to mediate, and to fix it, right? It's supposed to be states' rights. Everything we talk about should be handled in the state.
Agreed.
Federal government has now gotten so big and so full of bloat, and everybody relies on the federal government for everything.
Absolutely everything.
Never, ever, ever designed for that.
Yeah.
The founding fathers would be rolling in their graves if they saw what this was today, because it's everything they did not want.
Yep. Exactly.
We may as well crown Trump king. I know some of you would love to. No more kings. But basically, y'all, that's what we've made him. Yeah. We've made every president our king, and Congress is our queen, and we bow to whatever they do. When they shut down.
You're not wrong.
Right here, back full circle. When a government shuts down, look at all the pain we feel.
Yep.
We should not care. We shouldn't.
Yeah.
Government services are affecting so many people, it's become politicized because it's powerful.
Correct.
It'd have no power if the government functioned the way it's supposed to, federal government.
People fully rely on the government as their provider. Yes.
Think about it.
Yep.
Put some common sense around that. Have we really become that needy as a people, as a country?
We sure have, unfortunately. And the cracks are showing.
I don't think either one of us are here to accuse anybody that's listening, but what we've always tried to do is turn a mirror on something. Just look at it a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Look at yourself. Look at your life. Look at the way you're operating. Are you trying to live the American dream? Are you trying to do what's right? Are you trying to live a life that aligns with morality, whether you're a Christian or not, if you are, your biblical scriptural morality, but morals really come from scripture anyway, but let's digress. Are you trying to contribute? Are you trying to be part of the solution, or are you trying to be a draw on the system? And maybe you're not even trying, but are you?
Correct.
Maybe you've fallen into that trap. That's okay. It's not too late to turn that around. Pick it up. Get back to work. Find your purpose. Everybody's given a purpose. Everybody's given skills. Figure out what they are and apply them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a market. And it may take a while to build yourself up, but do it. We can't keep relying on a government for this.
No.
We're in over our heads.
There has to be a level of humbleness within ourselves to look at, like you said, jobs that maybe I don't really want that job, but you know what? It's a job.
God knows I took a lot of jobs I didn't want that were so menial.
Yeah.
Dude, at one point, I was cleaning vats at an egg roll factory. Do you know how disgusting that is?
I can imagine.
Mopping grease off a tile floor and cleaning cabbage out of stewed vats.
I've had jobs cleaning out men's restrooms, women's restrooms.
Bingo. This is probably Ty. I'm telling you right now, didn't want it, but it was a paycheck, and it was one of three jobs I had to hold down to make things work at the time.
Yep.
It's okay.
You do what you have to do.
It was a phase of life.
Yeah.
Oh, man, with that, I mean, we're stretching this one out a little bit past a half hour, so maybe we'll wrap it up, and we could keep going forever.
As usual.
I mean, at the end of the day, man, our goal... We surely haven't done it right, but we just need to wake up as a country and say, you know what? This is an amazing place with amazing opportunities that we're allowing to slip away.
Yep.
We just need to lock some things down.
And unfortunately, it is a Band-Aid pull.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take off the bandage, and it's going to hurt.
And especially when you got hairy arms.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And it's going to hurt. But it will heal, and it will get better. But you got to go through that pain. You got to go through that suffering to get to the other side.
Yep.
Man.
I feel like maybe we're beating our head against a brick wall, but it's got to be said.
So. It has to be. There's got to be some common sense somewhere.
Right here. Common Sense Academy, where common sense
just ain't common.
Amen. All right, well, with that, y'all, we're going to wrap this one up. Thanks for hanging with us for a little while, and we'll catch you next time. Y'all be good to each other.
God bless everybody.